calling now in Omaha, Nebraska on 102.7 EWTN KVSS Radio. Hi, Colleen.
Hello. I just turned you guys on and heard that adorable little girl. I loved it.
All right. All right.
And it reminded me, I'm a mom of a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old little girl, mm-hmm. and just wondering what we can do to counter the culture, because we're up against it.
Well,
with little kids even.
Specifically, Colleen, what are you asking? Because there's a macro question implied, but also a personal one. What are you really getting at?
Well, I have a 10-year-old and who's very, the culture just is after them so much, and she's in cheerleading, and I can already see it. How, you gotta look just perfect, and mm-hmm. Starting to be interested in fashion, and just really as a parent, what we can do to not harp on them, but also instill those, good values, and to, I just joined your program, but I thought, as a parent, I want to make sure I'm doing, because they're still reachable at this age, what we can do.
Great question, Colleen. So how to be helpful without being helicoptering, right?
Yes.
Ms. Darrow.
All right, Colleen, my advice would be to you is to, one, remember, especially with girls, beauty is not the enemy. Beauty is a gift from God. It's an attribute of God. It is a good, good thing. And as we are actually coming up on the canonization of Mother Teresa, Mother Teresa has this beautiful quote, and she says, do something beautiful for God. Do it with your life. Do it every day. Do it in your own way, but do it. And so the vocation of beauty is service. So get your kids involved in acts of service, and they can see the beauty in that. They can see serving others. Go and visit the homeless. Go and go to a food pantry, a soup kitchen, whatever it might be. But get your kids out together as a family and do these acts of service, and to showcase that they can use their life and they can do something beautiful for the Lord with it. Especially for girls or for anybody, but who are rooted in that vanity and it's kind of coming at them with the world, the best thing that we can do is to make sure that we're living beautiful lives of service to one another. I would definitely, with the type of kids that you have and the age you have them, I would try to focus in on getting some service works in there.
Colleen, thank you for the call. Go to leahdarrow.com, pick up the book, Decent Exposure. Sounds like tailor-made for your girls or where they'll be very, very soon.